Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that helped us and supported us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thank you so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great program lined up for you. I want to remind you, it is Thursday, and we are back on track with our outreach in India. We did a huge outreach on Friday, the 20th of October. That's why we had kind of held off for a little bit, because we had almost 1,500 people in attendance, 900 salvations, healed, 800 testimonies of healing. So just remarkable thing happened. So that'll be at 10:30 a.m. Eastern today, and you can watch it here on TECN TV and then transferring over to our broadcast on Cloud Hub or on Facebook. Also today, Michael Letts will be with me top of next hour. Michael is very involved with our police officers all across the country in providing them with vests and defense mechanisms to keep them alive But he also has his tentacles into the intelligence community, and he is going to break a story here today. There is a high-level threat condition that exists here in the United States for terror. And in fact, yesterday on the program when I was talking with Melanie Collette, she said that she had spoken with a friend of hers in another country whose embassy released to them a notification saying, do not travel to the United States in the next month because they anticipate a terrorist attack. I don't tell you that to scare you. I tell you that to prepare you. And I tell you that even as Jesus spoke in Matthew 24, that you would not be unaware of these end time events. And I welcome my next guest, Rafael Cruz, as we talk about the time that we are in. And quite honestly, Pastor Rafael, first of all, welcome. It is always such a joy to see you. Thanks for being here.
Be with you, Pastor Greg. I look forward to these meetings.
You know, people can look at these things, and I'm sure that in the mind of those that were listening, I mean, you got to think about this. Jesus was actually speaking to people in Matthew 24. He was talking to them, and he was talking to them about, when you don't be having a baby. You're going to have to flee to the mountain. I mean, they were hearing this, and this was reality, and we need to remember that. And so when we talk about these things, yes, they're real, but Jesus was saying, I don't want you to have fear.
Fear doesn't come from God, my brother. We know whom we have believed, and Amen. We know that he's able to rescue us. We are in him forever. And so we do not need to walk in fear. We need to walk in anticipation that the king is coming. The king is coming. And I have been saying, if Jesus is coming at midnight, it's 11:59 and counting. The king is coming. And Amen. I'll tell you, we are seeing prophecy being fulfilled before our very eyes. You know, as a matter of fact, as I have been watching what's been happening in Israel, which has been horrific. I mean, this thing is beyond comprehension. And to see people, students across America in these cesspools that are the universities in this country, just chanting about Palestinians and Hamas and eradicate Israel. It is an abomination, and it is brainwashing that is occurring in all these Marxist universities that are thriving in the United States of America. It is disgusting. It is an embarrassment. And I'll tell you, we need to shout it from the housetops. We need to speak the truth. And I'll tell you, it is incomprehensible how students are so brainwashed that they just close their eyes to the truth. They close their ears to the truth. They don't want to believe, and they're living in deception. And the Lord also said that there will be widespread deception in the last days. We are seeing it before us.
Yeah, and Paul writes about that in Thessalonians, that spirit of deception that's going to come. And that they would rather have their ears tickled than to hear the truth.
That's true. And it's happening. But I'll tell you what, God has given us a command to shout it from the housetops. We cannot be silent. Last week, I was in Durant, Oklahoma. I was in New Jersey. And I was in Lufkin. I spoke six times. I preached six times last week because we got to warn the people. This, you know, Ezekiel 3:17, which was my call to my ministry. God says, I call you as a watchman on the wall to do two things. Number one, to hear from me, that is to hear from God. And number two, God said, warn my people. We have to be warning people that the king is coming. We need to get our act in order. We need to surrender our lives to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
Amen.
And you know, guys, that our lives are hidden in Him, and it is only in Him that we have security. Security is not in the police or in the armed forces, and thank you for them, but our security is in Jesus.
You know, it absolutely is. I'm looking at the 2 Thessalonians, and it's actually a spirit of delusion that the Word of God says. It says in 2 Corinthians 2:11, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they yes. should believe a lie. And he's talking about, he says, starting at verse 7, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. It's the choices. I mean, there's so many that are making choices, and my heart breaks as you've shared, because of the indoctrination, because of all that they are being told and led to believe. And this indoctrination has been going on since they entered preschool. That's the thing we have to understand. They have been being indoctrinated now for 14, 15, 16 years, many of them without interruption, completely indoctrinated by absolute lies and deception.
Well, you know, and this is not the subject I wanted to go to, but if you recall, that's been happening for quite some time. In 1933, a very ominous document was signed in the United States. It was called the Humanist Manifesto. One of the principal signers of the Humanist Manifesto was Dr. John Dewey, the father of modern American public education. What most people don't know, even though they don't know what I just said, is that 5 years before, Dr. John Dewey went to Russia as a guest of Joseph Stalin. He came back praising the Russian educational system as the best in the world. So since 1933, public American education has been undergirded by secular humanism and Marxism. Our public schools are poisoning our children. And I'm not speaking against teachers. There are many wonderful teachers in America, but they are working under a flawed system that seems to undermine the children. You know, both Stalin and Hitler said, give me the children and I will rule the world. And our children are being poisoned, are being brainwashed in our schools. This is why there is no public position more important to elect Christian, conservative Christians than school boards. I was at a meeting last night where one of the real leaders in the school board movement, Lee Wan Banks, was speaking. And, you know, she has been trying to elect Christian conservatives to school boards across Texas, and she wants to expand it across America. And I'll tell you, we need to protect our children from the brainwashing that's going on, because it is systematic and it is in a plan of the enemy. But I want to divert back to Israel. You know, I was in Israel in May.
Yeah.
And just this week, I met with two pastors from Israel. The two pastors that hosted me in Israel were here telling me about what is happening there and how the population is frightened, you know. And they say, you know, it is an unprecedented opportunity to share Mashiach with the Jewish people and to make them realize Mashiach is coming. And they know also, the Jewish people know that the end is coming. And we need to just minister to them and show them that our comfort is in Him. It's not in the political situation, because the political situation It's not going to resolve this. It is a spiritual battle. I mean, you could see with the atrocities that were perpetrating in Israel that these people are demonic. It is demon possession. We saw a demonic attack in Israel. And it is the forces of evil against the forces of the living God. And praise God, we are on the right side of that equation. But I'll tell you, it is not time to despair, but it is time to get our act in order. As I said before, it is 11:59. You know, one of the things that encourages me the most, though, in the midst of all these challenges, in the midst of all these problems, is that the Bible says that Jesus is coming for a glorious church. And you and I know we do not have a glorious church. We have an apathetic, backslidden church, lukewarm church, and that means revival is coming. Revival is coming, and we are seeing outbursts of it in different places. So we need to be excited and proclaim Jesus everywhere we come. He is the answer. Like the old song used to say, Jesus is the answer for the world to come.
Amen. Amen. Well, and he is, you know, he is the only one that can change this. I'm looking, this is speaking about that, you know, that revival that you are, that you're talking about. There is a I'm going to put this picture up, but this is a tweet from eBlue Mountain, which is an official part of Mossad, but they have a picture up here, Raphael, that's amazing, of a gathering of thousands of Jews, and they are gathered together in Kotel, and they are praying for the soldiers and for the return of the hostages and praying over their nation. They know, they realize, dear brother, the power of prayer and the power of God. And as they move in that direction, you know, as you saw when you were there and you shared with me when we had lunch, Yeshua is making his presence known to them. And they're seeing revival. And I talked to Dr. Wormser about this, and he said, yeah. I said, you know, that there are more Jewish people that are coming to the revelation that Yeshua did come, that Yeshua it was Messiah, and it's a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful. They're not leaving their faith, and that's the misconception. That's part of the lie, the delusion of the enemy. The Jewish people don't leave their faith when they receive Jesus Christ. They embrace. Faith. Yep. They embrace the prophecy, the truth, of Messiah.
But, you know, actually, I think there are many more believers than we see, because Jews that realize that Yeshua is Messiah, they are afraid to say it to other Jews for fear of being ostracized. So they keep it quiet. But, I have a very good friend who is a rabbi in Israel, and he doesn't say it, but I am convinced he knows Yeshua. And so we're going to be surprised. And I think, you know, and we have seen it in our own lives. It is times of distress that are the greatest times for the proclamation of the gospel and for the spread of the gospel. And when people are in distress, they run to a Savior. And Jesus is the only Savior. And I'll tell you, as we see what's happening, we need to look at the prophetic timetable. I mean, I was originally looking and saying, well, maybe this is the war of Psalms 83. But, you know, then I got to the conclusion that perhaps the Psalms 83 took place in the Six-Day War. And I'll tell you, I see it more now as a war of Ezekiel 38, because Russia is already involved sending weapons, and Iran is definitely involved. They are funding Hezbollah. They're funding Hamas.
Yep.
Now I just heard that Yemen has declared war against Israel.
Yep.
And Turkey is getting involved. So if we look at Ezekiel 38, practically all the players are coming into play.
Yeah. Well, I, David Wormser is, as a matter of fact, as we're speaking, that was part of what I was doing was connecting with, because he's sending me consistently updates on what's happening over there right now, because he's being asked to be engaged in some strategic things. But it is absolutely the Houthis in Yemen. They have been firing missiles for a number of days. There's attack coming from Lebanon. There's more sophisticated attack coming from Gaza. There's a rabbi named Kadar that has written. He foresaw this in April. This is something that has been, well, obviously, right, with prophetic, with Ezekiel and Revelation and so on. I mean, we've known that this was going to come. We knew we were getting to this place. And I think that, you know, part of what we're going to explore this morning in our next hour in particular is what's coming to America, because Westerners have felt as though for some reason they get to be insulated from all of this. Oh, it's, we're not going to experience any of this stuff. I'm sad to say, brother, there's going to be a very rude awakening for the church in America that has been in slumber.
And I'll tell you what, we need to shout it from the housetops. I have been so proud of my son, Ted. You know, my son, Ted, has a podcast called Verdict with Ted Cruz. And it comes on 3 times a week. And Ted has been speaking about Israel and just gathering support for Israel for the last 3 weeks. And everyone who has a public voice needs to be doing this in America, because it's amazing the anti-Semitism that is rising up across the cities in the United States.
Yeah. Well, I have been, I've had David on now for hours and hours and hours and hours. On the 7th, actually, I was watching, and Steve Bannon was actually saying some things that I was like, no, that's wrong. And so I actually went on air to refute some of the things that he was saying. And then David messaged me on WhatsApp, and I discovered he was in Tel Aviv. And so we did a 2.5 hour program with the sirens going off and the warnings. And at the very end, but God gave me several things to pray regarding protection and unification and the destruction of the deception that was going on in Israel. Because I didn't even know about what was happening inside of the country. Their communications obviously went down, but there was attacks that were happening within Israel, as we now know. And the Lord, the Holy Spirit had given me that as one of the prayer points to be praying. We have to be, and we have authority. And I would like you to talk about that for a minute too, because one of the things that we neglect is remembering that because of who we are in Christ, we have an authority in our words by faith to move mountains and to pray against these dark forces and to gain victory. And we've got to gain victory there before we can have victory here. Can you speak to that for a minute?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, that comes, the fact that we are not seeing that widespread is, it comes from the fact that many Christians have a lack of identity. They don't know who they are, and they don't know whose they are. There's a scripture that I quote practically every time I speak, and it is Colossians 1:13, that says that we have been translated from one kingdom to another kingdom. We've been translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of God's dear Son. And that means we're being translated from the kingdom of the devil to a new kingdom where the devil has zero authority other than the authority that you give them. And Christians that are misguided and ignorant can give them the authority to operate. You don't have to. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. And that's talking about deceptions that are being widespread. And every high thing that exalts against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. We need to focus on him. We need to be totally surrendered to him 100%. And he will guide our steps. He will guide our every steps. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And we need to understand that we need to walk in the authority of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Peter tells us, cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. We need to be totally committed to him, but we also need to keep our eyes open. What happened in Israel was actually an incredible failure of security, an incredible failure of intelligence. We know now that these attacks were planned for 6 months. And the fact that the United States didn't know about it, or at least they didn't talk about it, and neither did Israel, is an incredible failure of intelligence. And you know, it was so well planned. You were talking about lack of communication. That's because when they crossed the border, they destroyed the communication towers. They just crossed. I saw that they didn't even have internet. And so that's how they were able to, I think it was like 4 hours before people in other parts of the country were able to know what was happening.
Well, and DDoS came out with a study that they just released that there was a massive cyber attack. So you had this massive cyber attack that took things down. Then you had the physical destruction because they went in and blew up the towers after they had been disabled by the cyber attack. And so, you know, people say, well, how did they get in? The other way they got in was because many of those workers that were working that concert were Hamas or friends of Hamas. And they actually brought them in with them. So when they took everything down and they stormed in addition to that, there were many of them that then activated, basically took off their costumes, if you will, and began killing.
It is abhorrent. It is totally abhorrent. And I'll tell you, it just, to me, it is a call to action and a call to get our act together and realize that you cannot any longer be a Christian in name only. We need, just like that there are Republicans in name only, there are many Christians in name only. And we need to be witnesses. It is an unprecedented opportunity to lead millions to Christ, because when people are in fear, they are open to the gospel, because the Savior is the only solution. And so we need to look at the positive side of this. This is an incredible opportunity for us to bring multitudes to the kingdom. And so thank you for what you're doing, being broadcasting and even across the world in India. I'm sure fear is expanding there, isn't it?
Oh, you know, we are seeing growth, massive growth, and literally daily. The numbers are adding to the churches over there on a daily basis. I just spoke to Pastor Samuel day before yesterday, and he was getting back at midnight from a cottage meeting where they had 25 people who had come to hear the message of the gospel and give their lives to the Lord and really pursue and seek after Christ. The numbers just are exploding, and the revival is growing because people over there are recognizing what God is doing in changing and bringing transformation to both themselves and their communities. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And part of my key scripture, actually, that I have up right here in front of me is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And it's just, I mean, it's so critically important, Pastor Raphael. It's so critically important.
Well, fear paralyzes people, and we need to be active. We need to understand that the time is short, and that we need to bring as many people to the kingdom as possible. And Yeshua will come through. We know whom we have believed. And I'll tell you, it's not the time for fear. It's a time for excitement, and it's a time to be active in the Christian faith and be active in bringing multitudes to Christ. And meanwhile, as Psalms 122:6 tells us, we need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and pray for those people in Israel that are in despair, and that this become a time that their eyes be open to Messiah and their eyes be open to Yeshua, and they rest in the completed work of the cross. I think this is an unprecedented time of revival, not only for Christians, but especially for the Jewish people and the Jewish people in Israel. I think we're going to see an incredible harvest out of the midst of this chaos. It's not all dark and gloom. There's glory in the midst of it. God will be glorified. Amen. In the midst.
Amen. Well, and we need to be vocal. You know, I was watching the World Series last night, and congratulations to the Texas Rangers on their victory in the World Series. But I have to tell you, and I put this out on my Facebook page. The owner of the Texas Rangers, you could see the ball players, and they all avoided references to God, to Jesus, and so on. But you could tell it was like they were processing, like they had been given a directive. The owner of the Texas Rangers began to say, "I am a man of faith." And as soon as those words left his mouth, Kevin Burkhart pulled the microphone away from him. As soon as he said it. Burkhart pulled the microphone away.
You know something that is exciting and is encouraging in the midst of all of this? We saw what happened in the U.S. House when, after all this debacle of 3 weeks trying to find the speaker, out of nowhere comes an incredible man of faith, a committed Christian, by the hand of God, elected Speaker of the House. I mean, you talk about a miracle. A man that has only been in Congress less than 4 years. He's a junior congressman. Who has ever heard for a junior congressman to take the top leadership position in the House? This is the hand of God.
Yep.
So God is just moving among us. And I'll tell you what, I was so excited when I saw, and I've received about 10 emails from Speaker Johnson, and he's a committed man of God. Only the Lord could have done that. Praise his name.
Well, and he began his tenure by taking a knee and encouraging everyone to take a knee and pray and thank God and ask for God's divine intervention. And when I shared what I just shared, I didn't share it as, again, when we get saved, that's the beginning. That's not the end. That is the beginning. When we lead someone to Christ, that is the beginning. Now it's discipleship. And then from discipleship, then it is turning that disciple into an ambassador of Christ, whereby they carry the same message to those around them. And it is the pass it on. It reminds me of when Billy Graham had the big event up in Dallas back in the 1970s, right? And they had the candles. And they had so many candles at that Jesus revival that neighbors around the stadium actually called the fire department because they thought the stadium was on fire. Well, it was on fire. It was on fire for Christ.
But, we need to make people understand that they need to stop just looking at salvation as just the ticket to heaven. We need to be salt and light here on this earth and be an influence upon all of those around us. And we are to occupy till he comes, as Luke chapter 19 tells us. The master says to his servants, occupy till he come. That means we need to be busy about proclaiming the gospel. Occupy is also a military term. We occupy the top of the hill, not the valley. And we need to shout it from the housetops. I can't stop saying that. We need to be about our Father's business. The time is short, and we need to redeem the time.
Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. We'll be right back with more with Pastor Rafael Cruz coming up right after this. I want to play this for you. This is I Believe, and this is the basis upon which we stand, the declarations of why we are doing what we are doing. And I want to play this for you right now. We'll be back right after this brief break.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, folks, here with Pastor Rafael Cruz, and I hope that I Believe declaration that we just played for you resonates with you. It is, again, as we said, when you've asked Christ to be the Lord of your life, when you ask Jesus to come into your heart, That's just the beginning of your journey, not just your eternal journey, but what you're able to accomplish and do, and what God has called us to do here, right now, here on the face of the earth. And I know, you know, Rafael, that's one of the things that you are consistently engaged in, is going out and being an ambassador for Christ I'd like to talk to people a little bit about some of the revival that you're seeing, not just what we talked about prophetically in Israel, but what's happening right here as you're going and speaking to people across the country.
Well, you know, I was precisely this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday preaching a revival in Lufkin, Texas. And I'll tell you, I preached four times at that church. And in two of those four times, I had the whole church, everyone in the church, at the front of the church on their knees. And I'll tell you what, the Spirit of the Lord descended like a cloud, and people were totally surrendering their lives to the Lord. And Christians had realized it is no longer acceptable, no longer appropriate to just go along to get along. And people getting busy about making a difference in the kingdom of God. And I'll tell you, it was exciting. And so I am excited to see that this understanding that we're getting close to the end times, I am glad that many people say we need to redeem the time. We need to make our time count, and we need to lead as many people to Christ as we can. It is not a time for thinking, well, since Jesus is coming soon, looking at it as escapism and a ticket to heaven. No, it's a way for us to take as many people as possible with us. And times of trouble are times of opportunity. And so I think as we see despair all around us, the opportunity to share the gospel with more and more people is multiplying. And we are seeing the sparks of revival everywhere. I'm very encouraged. I'm very excited about the times we're living in.
Well, I think that, you know, it goes back to Jesus's parable of the talents. You know, what are we going to do with what it is that the Lord has given to us? What are we going to do with the gifts that he has given to us and the capabilities? You know, I talk a lot about faith and Galatians 2:20, which says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. We have been given the faith of the Son of God. It's a gift that's been given to us for us to act upon in our lives. And I believe me, there isn't anybody that probably, you know, I mean, there may be some, but there's not a lot of people that know that those kinds of challenges the way that I've experienced them. I can speak from experience. I get it. I really do. I get that there are these kinds of challenges. But I can also tell you that we can have confidence as we move through them that Christ is King. And that
He is King. And we need to understand that we don't need to be overwhelmed by the circumstances. We are above the circumstances. And every knee will bow. The Bible says that every knee will bow in heaven, in earth, and even under the earth. Even the devil and his cohorts will have to bow to the name of Jesus. We have authority, and we need to exercise that authority everywhere we go. We walk in the name of Jesus, and there is authority in that name. You know, if you look at Matthew 28:18, Jesus says, all power, all authority in heaven and in earth has been given unto me. And the next three words in verse 19 is, go ye therefore. So in other words, Jesus is saying, because all power and authority has been given unto me, therefore you go. That is a delegation of authority. Jesus has delegated his authority to you and I to go on the power and authority of the name of Jesus and take back the territory that the enemy has usurped. And you know, when... if you look at the gospel. And when you look at Peter, and you look at, I remember my being at Caesarea Philippi in Israel. And I remember just that the scripture where Jesus asked the disciples, "Whom do you say that I am?" And Peter made that glorious declaration, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said, "Peter, faith, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." And upon that rock, not Peter, but the declaration of Peter, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Upon that rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." You know, if you were to ask 100 pastors, what does that word church, that word ecclesia mean? Probably all of them will say, "Oh, it means the called out ones." And that's not incorrect, but that was not the meaning of that word 2,000 years ago when Jesus uttered it. In the time of Jesus, that word ecclesia meant the ruling class, the movers and the shakers, the ones who sat at the gate, the ones who led everybody else. And when you understand that, you understand that when Jesus said, "And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it," that is not a defensive position. That is an offensive statement. We storm the gates of hell. We kick down the gates of hell. And again, it goes back to Luke 19. We occupy till he comes. We have authority, and we need to exert that authority against all the forces of the enemy that are trying to rise up.
And we need to make those declarations. We need to understand, because here's the other side to this, Raphael. If we are at those end times, if we are close, if we are pushing near to the end, then we also know that the enemy knows that as well. And so that's why we're seeing so much wickedness and evil being released at such a heightened level, far beyond anything that we've ever seen, anything that I've ever seen in my lifetime. I understand we've seen some pretty wicked and some pretty evil stuff that's taken place, but what's happening now, and how widespread that it is, I think is just absolutely unbelievable. But here's the good news. The good news is that, as you were saying earlier in our previous segment there, he's given us the weapons that we need to be able to destroy all of those tactics of the enemy. He's given us those weapons.
Amen. And where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. We are on the winning side. And we do not need to fear the forces of God, because God is on our side. You know, Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus." And you know something very interesting? If you have a King James Bible or a New King James Bible, Romans 8, 1 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Did you know that in the earliest manuscripts that are being found in the original language, the second half of Romans 8:1 is not there? There are 7 translations that don't have the second half of 8:1, including the New Living Translations, the NIV, the Young's Translation, and 4 others. That means that Romans 8:1 is an unconditional promise. "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus," period, because Jesus took all the condemnation upon himself. And probably what happened is later on, the scribes copied the second part of verse 4 into verse 1 to justify their theology. But we are not under condemnation. We've been translated from one kingdom to another kingdom. We are more than victorious through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We need to walk in that victory. We need to walk in that assurance. We cannot be intimidated by circumstances. because intimidation will paralyze you. Fear will paralyze you. We need to walk in boldness and in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ and be more than conquerors. And that's how we're going to conquer the forces of evil, and that's how we are going to reach the lost.
Amen. Amen. You know, something that, I'm going to do this. So something to this effect that was revealed to us in prayer and in warfare and in doing deliverance was part of this thing that the enemy has released is called an atmospheric deconditioning device to obliterate the human race, which makes sense. The devil hates us. He wants us dead. But here's the good news. Number one, we need to recognize what the enemy's doing. And then number two, we have weapons to destroy it. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask that everyone's eyes would be opened to recognize that we have been targeted. And now I ask the fire of the Most High God, the fire of the Most High God, to destroy this device.
Yes.
And send it to the lake of fire. And I ask that the breath of Almighty God would be breathed upon everyone listening to begin the process of destroying it over their lives and bringing healing. And I apply the balm of Gilead,
amen,
to their head to destroy the effects of it. And I ask for 1,000-fold restitution. We close, yes, the doors by declaring that they cannot come back in.
Yes.
And we cover every body right now, ourselves included.
Yes.
In the holy blood of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, and our houses, and everything, yes, that we have been blessed with, our vehicles, our equipment here in the studio, our everything that we have been blessed with, we cover it right now. And we, yes, speak restitution, restitution to health, restitution to relationships, and restitution to finances by the power of the Holy Blood, cross, resurrection, and ascension of the true Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I just agree with my brother, Lord God. We're more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, our Lord. I speak blessings and abundance upon every person that is listening to me. We serve a risen Savior. Let's rise up with him and be more than conquerors everywhere we are. May the joy of the Lord fill your heart and understand that you are not under the circumstances, but you are above the circumstances. You are reigning over the circumstances, and I declare victory in every area of your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And I know also that the enemy has released, and we were talking about the delusion, it's a poison. It's an actual spiritual poison that has been put into the minds. And I just ask right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, that the breath of God and the fire of God would burn up every bit of residue, every part of that poison in the minds of every person that is listening and watching and will hear this message right now.
Yes, Lord.
Right now. Let it be destroyed. And let it be washed away by the living water. By the living water. And I place the band-aids of covered in the balm of Gilead over those wounds that have been created by this poison in the mind to heal.
Yes,
that our thoughts would be healed and made right and brought into correct alignment with the mind of Christ. With the mind of Christ.
Spirit of deception. Yes. And I declare that the truth of the gospel and the truth of the victory of Jesus Christ resonates in our heart. I declare that we receive a new revelation of the fullness of the Holy Spirit in our life, of the victory that we have in Christ, and on the strength that we can walk, because we serve a risen Savior, and we can do all things, all things, all things through Christ who strengthens us. I rebuke a spirit of fear, and I declare that we walk in the boldness that Jesus Christ has given us to proclaim him from the housetops.
Yes, yes. And I ask that the wounds of the heart, the wounds of the heart would be healed right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in Nazareth that came in the flesh. We've heard that saying that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. But we know that is a lie, because we know that words do hurt, because we know there is power in words that are spoken, and those words keep being repeated in our thoughts. So I break the cycle of those false words and false narratives and lies of the devil, and the wounds and the cuts and the hurts in the emotional part and the mental part of our hearts and minds right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in Nazareth, came in the flesh, and I ask for healing, healing right now, healing of those wounds and restoration of the whole man right now,
Thank you, Father, body, and mind. And Proverbs 29:18 says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. And I declare now that you guard our tongues, that our tongues may proclaim life and not death. That our tongue will proclaim words that would open up rivers in the desert, fountains in the desert, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, 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 yes. And I just agree, Father God, with my brother. And I just, together, Lord, we agree that everything that we have prayed would be done and sealed and a completed work accomplished, all to the glory of Almighty God.
Thank you, Father. Your words are yes and amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we receive it in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glorified, Lord God, in and through us.
Yes.
May our walk be such that it will reflect your glory and attract others to you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'm going to take this portion of our program, too, at a point, and I'm going to cut it out and just have that one segment as well up so that people can grab that and just pray along and receive that, because I truly believe that there's a healing that the Lord wanted to do as you and I came together, brother, and prayed for people this morning.
Yes, yes, I believe so. Well, praise God, my brother. It is always so good to be with you. It is an inspiration, and I pray, Lord God, I thank you that your word says that your word will not return void, but it will accomplish the purpose for which you send it. And multitudes will be touched by your word, not our words, but your words proclaimed through our mouth.
Hallelujah. 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 And I come into full agreement. Full agreement. Hallelujah. Well, brother, thank you again for being with me today. I so greatly appreciate it.
It is a pleasure. I speak blessings over you and your family. I speak health and strength. And I declare that you're going to walk with a new step, with a new step of strength and power. And God has raised you up for a purpose for such a time as this.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, my friends, thank you so much for being with us. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got a serious topic we need to talk about, and that is the reality of the threats that we are facing because of the open border, because of the things that have been taking place. You need to be aware. This is going to be a warning. It's probably going to shake you a bit, but I want you to know that you need to know, and we'll tell you the steps that you need to do to be prepared. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this break.